الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وخاتم النبيين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and the sustainer of the universe. We bear witness that there is none whatsoever worthy of our worship and our praise except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the Prophet and the final messenger to all humanity. Whomever Allah guides, there is none to misguide. And whomever Allah leads to go astray, there is none to guide. Today is a day of joy and a day of happiness. And the khutbah for Eid al-Adha is always intended to be short. So, because people will have to go and offer al-hayy and everything, so I promise you I'm not going to talk for more than a couple of hours. Today is Friday, and on this day there are so many Fridays. There's Black Friday, and there are so many people out there hunting at Bilo and Walmart, and some people get killed in the process. Just like last year, I remember a couple of ladies, one of them was pregnant, she got people stepped over her and she died to get a pack of sugar or a TV or something. But for us Muslims, this is a happy Friday for two reasons. Number one, this is the day of Jummah, Friday, and this is the weekly Eid. And this is also the day of Eid. The Eid al-Adha is also another day of Eid. That's why the scholars say, if you come in the morning for Salatul Eid, you don't have to come for Salatul Jummah. You can pray both because there are two Eid in this particular day. The topic I want to talk about today very briefly, inshallah, is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you sit down with a pen and piece of paper and you try to remember everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you will never be able to calculate it. And remember, the ayah says, ni'mat Allah, just one ni'mat, just one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the eye for example. You see how, or in many ways, you use the eye. In many ways. Use it for work, driving your car. Can you imagine driving your car blind? You get tickets every step of the way. And also use it to study and to do different things. So this is only one favor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in the Quran that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered us with His favors. Favors that we know and favors we don't know. Favors we see and favors we don't see. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Remember also that the word kafir in the Quran means two things most of the time. It either means a disbeliever in Allah or someone who is ungrateful. Remember in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, لِيَبِلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Allah has given me, kingdom to test my faith to see if I will be grateful or ungrateful. Ashkur or akfur? Ashkur to be grateful, akfur is to be ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Although He has created everything, blessed humans, He has given them everything they asked for. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَفِي قِرَاءَةٍ وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلٍّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Whatever you ask of Him, He gives it. But still, very few among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are indeed grateful. The rest, they just are ungrateful or they turn their backs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very quickly, let us think about the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Let's start with the biggest one. When I sit and think, I see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making me Muslim, this is for me, this is the greatest favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever given me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this favor in the Quran. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati ni'ma wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This day, I have perfected your religion for you. And I have perfected my favor upon you. And I have chosen Islam as your faith and your way of life. You will not be able to appreciate this favor of being Muslim unless you know someone or you see someone who is not Muslim. You see, there are millions out there who don't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even exists. There are millions out there in India, Pakistan, and elsewhere who worship the holy cow, Hindus. You have Buddhists who worship Buddha. You have people even in some places who worship fire and mice and roaches and stone, and the sun, and the moon. There are millions out there. So, we will be able to appreciate this ni'mah if we think of all these people. I've been thinking, if we could today hold an election, just an election, a simple one, to see how many people will vote for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He exists. And also in the same election, we'll ask people to write down the way they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because some people, and there are millions out there, or even billions, who worship Allah or try to thank Him, but they do it in the wrong way. This is like just like writing a letter to someone and writing the wrong email address. It will never go. Like if you worship Allah through His Son or through this and this, you are worshiping and thanking somebody else. And I assure you, in view of the fact that there are millions and millions, like 25% or 30% of the people who live in this world are atheists, in view of the fact that there are millions who worship Buddha or the holy cow or the holy elephant in, you know, China, or in view of the fact that there are millions, or billions actually, 2 billion, who worship human beings and call them God or the Son of God. If you keep this in mind, we hold this election, Allah will get less votes in this election than Obama got in South Carolina. This is a joke, by the way. Seriously, if you count the people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right way, like Muslims, and they thank Him in the right way, they are a tiny minority among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the biggest favor. Now, I'm going to give a small example of thinking how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks or feels when He sees His creation worshipping somebody else or thanking somebody else. Imagine, for example, Brother Ahad, every month he gives me money, $3,000. He has given me house, food. He went to somebody, married me his daughter. He has given me a car, cell phone. He even created an email address for me. He has given me everything. Now, I turn my back to him and go and thank Ashur. Thank you, Ashur. I hug him and kiss him every day. I even make a picture of him. I put it on the wall. I pray to him every day. How do you think Raha would be?
Excellent.
He would be very disappointed. This is what most humans do. They are not worshiping the right person. They are not thanking the right one. So this is just one favor.